I noticed a haze building around me and realized I was smoking. Not the benign white exhaust of condensation on a cold day. This smoke was thick and black, and in the absence of a tailpipe was billowing out from my underbelly. I gave the dash a hard shot with my fist to see if any of the gauges would work, and sure enough, the red oil light blinked on. I pulled into a gas station on the next corner, bought a can of 10W30, dumped it in the car, and checked the dipstick. It was still low, so I added a second can. Next stop, the phone company. Settling my account and arranging for service to be resumed were only slightly less complicated than getting a green card. Finally, I explained that my blind, senile grandmother was living with me between heart attacks, and having a phone would possibly make the difference between life and death. I don't think the woman behind the counter believed me, but I think I got a few entertainment points, and I was promised someone would throw a switch later in the day. Good deal. If Ramirez came back, I'd be able to dial the cops. As a backup, I intended to get a quart of defense spray. I wasn't much good with a gun, but I was bitchin' with an aerosol can. By the time I got to the gun store, the oil light was flickering again. I didn't see any smoke, so I concluded the gauge must be stuck. And who cared anyway? I wasn't squandering more money on oil. This car was just going to have to make do. When I collected my $10,000 bounty money, I'd buy it all the oil it wanted. Then I'd push it off a bridge. I'd always imagined gun store owners to be big and burly and to wear baseball caps that advertised motorcycle companies. I'd always imagined them with names like Bubba and Billy Bob. This gun store was run by a woman named Sunny. She was in her 40s, with skin tanned the color and texture of a good cigar, hair that had been bleached to canary yellow frizz, and a two-pack-a-day voice. She was wearing rhinestone earrings, skin-tight jeans, and had little palm trees painted on her fingernails. "Nice work," I said, alluding to her nails.
"Mara at the hair place does them. She's a genius with nails, and she'll bikini-wax you till you're bald as a billiard ball."
"I'll have to remember."
"Just ask for Mara. Tell her Sonny sent you. And what can I do for you today? Out of bullets already?"
"I need some defense spray."
"What kind of spray do you use?"
"There's more than one kind."